This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What's next for the Democrats? They got nothing left. They fired all their bullets. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Adam Schiff has got to be back in California crying because he proved nothing. His last little impassioned plea was essentially a plea that said, please don't do anything to me. Please. Because let me tell you, the wrath of Trump, the wrath of America is coming. And it isn't, look, to even call this the wrath of Trump, that's a misnomer. Because I don't think Donald Trump has an enemy per se. He looks at it as, look, you're fighting a war, and I'm going to battle back. Now, even though your war is an unjust cause, I'm not going to worry about that. If you think, it's kind of like a person picks a fight with me. You bump into them at a bar, and they're like, hey, man, you're like, hey, really sorry. Can I buy you a drink? No, you're not going to buy me a drink. I'm just going to kick your butt. Well, look, we don't need to go there, but, you know, it is an option, but we don't need to go there. But there are other options. You might get your butt kicked. Oh, are you talking, tough guy? Yeah, as a matter of fact, I am. I've offered to buy you a drink. I've apologized and offered to buy you a drink. So it's effectively Trump saying, look, sorry I beat you, but I did. I beat you in 2016. Now, do you want to leave it at that? No, tough guy, you're gonna pay for my suit, and you're gonna pay for this and all that, and I'm gonna kick your butt. And Trump's going, I don't think that's gonna happen. 844-551-8255. I'm trying to build you an analogy where Trump is saying, trying to be as magnanimous. He said, I'm not gonna prosecute Hillary. I'm not gonna go after. No harm, no foul. We all fought hard. End of story. If Schiff said, look, I tried to get the president, I couldn't get him. Sorry. Trump would probably be like, yeah, no harm, no foul. But now, they pushed him to the edge. A man that's got his sea legs, three years into the presidency, he understands it. I'll tell you something that was very poignant. When he said it, I knew what he was saying. They asked him, what's the toughest thing about the job? He says, the toughest thing about the job is he says, what was the most surprising thing? He says, the most surprising thing about this job is I had no idea how badly they wanted to get me. How, you know, just vicious they were going to be in doing that. I figured I won. That was the end. We move on. He goes, I want you to understand a guy who now, he's used to playing a game in business where I got the deal, you didn't, we move on. I'm going to build a building, I got the land, I got the union contracts, whatever. It's done. And he's finding out, no, it's not. These guys are still sending out snipers. They still sending out assassins. And he's going to, when Donald Trump flips that switch in his head, that these people are really trying to get me. And I'm not talking about a little bit. They want to destroy me. They will not know what hit them. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Why am I telling you this in this way? And how do I know? What makes me an authority? Because I know the mind of people like him. I've studied these people. See, a lot of people go through life and life just sort of happens around them and they don't observe. I don't just observe. I go and I study these people. I study billionaires. I study people who get things done, successful people in whatever form. And I ask myself, what makes them different? And they give you little insights to their lives. And if you're willing to go and parse it and figure it out, and then you yourself understand how the mind works, the psychology of things, you figure out what's called their pathology. And Trump's pathology is exactly what I just described. We're going to fight hard to see who wins, and whoever wins, end of story. It's over. We can part as friends, you know, or understand that you got the better of me today, whatever. But that's it. That's it. I'm not trying to kill you. I'm just, you know, the battle is over. And we can become friends through this stuff. He really believes that. And it's played out. In many cases, it's played out. Now, if there is any flaw in his logic, I would say to him, the people that you compete against, to the level that you compete against, There's very few of them that want to join you and become your friend. They're still your enemy, but they respect you. See, the Democrats are his enemy, but they have zero respect for him. Zero. Now, there's a part of me that said Donald Trump let these people in. He wanted to see what they were about because his attitude was keep your friends close, your enemies closer. I prefer to believe that's part of the case because let me tell you something. As I said in the first hour of the show today, you're going to get a Christmas present. Your Christmas present is coming from A.G. Barr by way of the I.G. Horowitz report and by way of John Durham, his report. These reports are going to be scathing towards the FBI and others, and you're already hearing rumors about it. Now we have the wrap up of the shifts, you know, whatever this crappy hearing was, and we heard from, I forget her name, one of the Dr. Hill, and she says the Democrats bet on the wrong horse. I mean, the Ukrainians, they bet on the wrong horse.
Well, I would say that it's probably not the most advisable thing to do for an ambassador because you never know who's going to win. And I think that the second piece that was presented to me at great length, and I want to thank Mr. Castor for making me go back and read it again, because when you asked me the questions about it, I did remember the piece. Kenneth Vogel is a very well-known and, you know, as you pointed out, extremely good journalist. And I'd remembered reading this back in the day in January of 2017, but it had been a long time between then in October, and you gave me a copy, and I went back and read it again, because I think it actually is extraordinarily important. It gets to this issue here. Mr. Vogel points out that the Ukrainian government, again, you know, they wouldn't have done very well at the bookies, picking up the issue I pointed out at the beginning of today, they bet on the wrong horse. They bet on Hillary Clinton winning the election. And so, you know, they were trying to curry favor with the Clinton campaign. It's quite evident in here.
It's quite evident. The Clintons, falling on hard times, too. Well, maybe we'll get to that this hour. So, this elaborate cover-up, dating back to the Clinton emails and Comey and all this, is now about to turn. By the way, Carl, are you still listening to the program? I haven't heard from you in a while. You kept asking me, when are things going to happen? And I said, 2019, at the beginning of this year, I said, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And I said, I'm going to tell you Happy New Year all year long, because you're going to get a year that's going to be devastating to the Democrats. I didn't think it would take us quite this long. We're still in November, but let me tell you, you're about to see some stuff that's going to happen that will blow the lid off the Democratic Party. Why do you think Adam Schiff has been so adamant? The Democrats have never been more united in doing something than they are right now.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Have you heard or seen the video of the attack on Trump beginning after, right after the election? Certainly early 2017. I'll get that clip ready for me, please. So this clip, you'll hear these people all attacking Trump. And it's essentially a montage beginning from 2017 leading to right now. And when you see it visually, because they pop up the year and the date, the date of when these attacks occurred, you sort of get an idea of the theme. Democrats had no intention of ever letting Trump accomplish anything while he was presidency. And that is what's so funny to me. That's what cracks me up the most, is while these people were thwarting Trump at every turn, this guy builds the most successful economy in the history of man. In the history of man. Now I get people all the time, well, Kevin, what about, unfunded mandates and whatever, like Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, etc. What about all that? And I go, what about it? What about any other issue? I want you to understand, if you leave Trump alone and you don't bother him, he's looking at the best way to run the country. I'm not saying you're necessarily going to agree, but you'll probably agree with the results. You may not agree on approach. But Look at any of these policies that he's implemented. The money that's gone back into business has been astounding based on the tax rate. Simple thing. And all these, this legislation that has been pulled out of, away from businesses, they're talking about, in fact, they said since Trump's election, the average American has received $6,100 back into their nest egg. In other words, if you, somebody's giving you $500 a month to do as you will. And I'm going to tell you, many of you that are listening to the Kevin Jackson Show right now, you go, you know, I do notice I have more expendable money. I'm taking more trips. I have more free time. I'm doing the things I want to do. You're already doing it. Anyway, Democrats bet on the wrong horse. That's what Dr. Hill? The Ukrainians, I shouldn't say the Democrats, Ukrainians bet on the wrong horse. And what's interesting is she goes on to say this in that clip, because it was 4 minutes. We didn't play the whole thing. She said, she was asked, do you think it impacted Donald Trump and how he dealt with the Ukrainians? And the lady was like, no. Donald Trump is a forgive and forget guy. He gets it. You thought Hillary was going to win. They convinced you the pie had been baked. The hacksaw was in it for her to saw herself out of prison. She was going to make it. You lost. But now I'm the guy, so let's get something figured out. That's all Trump is saying. No quid pro quo. No, I'm not going to work with you for this or that reason. Now, he may use things as a negotiation tactic, like U.S. isn't going to recognize you until you do this or that or whatever. That's his prerogative. But, yeah, so that's, did we play that clip? I think we did, right? We played the earlier clip, and then we played the timeline of the media attacks. Oh, we haven't played the timeline of media attacks. Oh, man. All right, well, let's get that up.
Breaking news. A bombshell.
Today is a turning point. Today was historically bad for President Trump.
Today was a turning point.
A turning point.
We're at a turning point here.
The beginning of the end for the Trump presidency.
We have another bombshell.
Mike Pence might have to assume the office of the presidency.
Rumblings of the word impeachment.
Breaking news.
Another bombshell out of the White House.
I believe this is the beginning of the end.
I do too.
It's really the beginning of the end.
He may be feeling the walls closing in on him.
All the walls closing in on him.
The walls closing in on him.
Breaking news, a new bombshell.
One astrologer says this means the beginning of the end for President Donald Trump.
Trump will resign.
Trump is going to resign.
Is this the tipping point? I know we've said it over and over.
You think this is a tipping point?
And over and over.
This is a tipping point.
And over and over.
Breaking news, President Trump off the rails.
This is the beginning of the end today.
The beginning of the end.
Breaking news tonight, new bombshell.
This is the beginning, not the end.
The beginning of the end.
The walls are closing in.
The walls closing in.
The walls closing in.
Breaking overnight bombshell.
This is a very dramatic day, and I think it might be near a tipping point. Do you think this is a tipping point?
December 1st, 2017, you can mark it down. This is the day that everything changed.
The beginning of the end?
Beginning of the end.
The beginning of the end.
The beginning of the end.
The beginning of the end.
We begin tonight with a bombshell.
Donald Trump is in a lot of trouble.
Trump is in trouble.
The president will resign.
Another hour, another bombshell.
This is a tipping point.
Trump's going down.
This president could be impeached.
Resignation.
Resignation.
I don't think this president is going to serve out his term.
Mr. Trump will not serve out his term.
He will not serve out his term.
No way, no how.
Breaking news.
Absolute bombshell.
Donald Trump is not. He's done. And it's over.
It's over.
The wall's closing in.
The wall's closing in.
This is going to be the Achilles heel.
Breaking news tonight. I expect Trump to depart.
This week will be the watershed week.
Trump is in big trouble.
Trump's in a lot of trouble.
It's a sign of a terrified old man who feels the
walls
closing in.
The walls
are increasingly
closing in on him.
Tonight the walls
are closing in.
Today changed everything. This is the beginning of the end.
Today, the biggest
tipping point for the Trump administration.
What a historic day. The bombshell.
He's underwater. He feels the walls closing in.
Turning point.
We may be at a tipping point.
It's the beginning of
the end.
The beginning
of the end.
Another bombshell.
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 This is a bombshell.
It is.
That was over a 3-year period. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. If you don't think this is orchestrated, that these people don't, I mean, I can't even prove it to you any better than, I applaud people to put these kind of things together. That's over a 3-year period. We have the beginning of the end. The walls are closing in. Breaking news, bombshell. Trump will resign. We've reached the tipping point. He's off the rails. Trump is in trouble. He will be impeached. And on, right? I mean, to the point of ridiculousness. He will resign. Resignation. Will not serve out his term. He's done. It's over. The walls are closing in. Walls are turning in. And then they start all over again. It's the beginning of the end. Walls closing in. Breaking news. Bombshell. Trump will resign. It is the tipping point. Off the rails. Trump is in trouble. He will be impeached. He will resign. He will not serve out his term. He's done. It's over. The walls are turning in. And then they repeat it again. On everything the man did. Donald Trump had a burger. It's the tipping point. He's off the rails. He's in trouble. He'll be impeached. He's got to resign. Will not serve out his terms. It's done. It's over. He should have had French fries. That's how crazy it is. And meanwhile, you want to know what's going on? We know for a fact now that Epstein was killed, intentionally so, with the two guards who turned their back on him. We know that Hunter Biden is a crackhead who got an illegal deal from Ukraine. They're finding out they're even bigger, not just involving China, but we've got the State Department or people that have approved funding for companies that Biden was working with. We can connect the dots on their pay-for-play schemes. We can connect the dots. We've got Biden, Hunter, who we now know fathered a baby in some state where he claimed he didn't even know the woman. Joe Biden says,
we can't ask about that. Don't do that. That's not cool to ask about that.
There's a lot more we know. We'll be back. Tell you more about it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is heaping praise on the dog who took part in the raid that killed the ISIS leader in Syria. The president did a photo op with Conan at the White House and called him an incredible dog.
Conan is a tough cookie. And nobody's going to mess with Conan. I asked one question. I said, so what chance with Conan? I got to see how fast Conan can move. I said, what chance would a strong man have, really strong, tough fighter, what chance would this person have against Conan without the guns? What chance? And I guess the answer pretty much was none.
Storms are being predicted across much of the country this week, promising to make travel difficult as millions take to the roads for Thanksgiving. The Northeast is already getting a taste of wintry weather with snow and ice from Ohio into New England, and more bad weather is set to arrive on the West Coast and Midwest later this week. This is USA Radio News.
How to make the holidays happy? We turn to the holiday experts at Boston Market for the scoop. Chef Tony Fialo, Director of Culinary Innovation.
And so many things to be thankful for this time of year. Our goal is really to make sure you have the most memorable Thanksgiving that you can have without some of the stress.
His personal favorite?
Our complete turkey meal for 12, from our roasted turkey to our mashed potatoes and gravy, cranberry relish, stuffing, to our spinach artichoke dip with crackers, and our beautiful apple and pumpkin pies.
What else? Be prepared.
You want to make sure that you have everything that you would need for your family, any extra water, sodas, things like that. And I'm always telling folks, you know, they don't have to create all their dishes from scratch. You can order sides a la carte. And, of course, we're open on Thanksgiving, so you can always stop by one of our restaurants and pick up a side.
And their website has some great recipes for leftovers, too, like turkey hash or vegetable stuffing pancakes.
And then one of my favorite things to add is a nice sunny side egg up on top. Makes a beautiful breakfast for you and the family.
Check out BostonMarket.com for more.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Somebody sent me a note. Democrats cannot become zombies. Zombies are social creatures that gather in large groups in search of a common goal, finding brains. I don't see Democrats improving that much after they die. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I'm calling this segment, Did You Know? And I think we need to have a segment. What do you guys think? Did You Know? Did you know the nonsense, all these little things that we can't get into the news cycle because there's so much other things going on? For example, did you know that the last vote Joe Biden took in his 38 years in the Senate was to authorize a federal bailout program that would go on to pay his son's investment firm $130 million? Very preferential, competitive program, and Hunter Biden's firm was only 3 weeks old. Do I really need to put this in perspective for you? Anyway, unbelievable. How many dots do you need to connect in order to see how crooked the Bidens were? And this guy's hooking up his crackhead son. His brain dead son had died, so he's hooking up the one who's strung out on coke. Holy cow, adopt the kid, Biden, and do something with that kid. Hunter Biden. Going to be the bane of Joe Biden's existence. Biden got asked about his Hunter, who is still giving him problems, by the way. He got asked about it, and here's what he had to say.
I'm wondering if you have a comment on this report in court filing out of Arkansas that your son Hunter just made you a grandfather again.
No, that's a private matter. I have no comment. You're a good man.
Thank you, guys. Welcome back. I love how, so Hunter's got this illegitimate kid. They've proven now that the kid is illegitimate. Hunter denied, and why not? He doesn't remember. He's a crackhead, and he doesn't remember. So he denies it, and Ducey, it sounded like Fox News' Ducey asked a question, and here's Biden. He thinks he can push off. Only you would ask that question. You're a good man. You know, trying to think he can intimidate reporters by saying, yeah, you know, that's a crappy thing to do. You know, you really know that you're not a good man. You're a good man. Yeah, you're a chump. No, Joe, you're the chump. You're the chump for having a son who would marry his dead brother's wife. And then screw around on her and have babies by other people because he's a crackhead who gets kicked out of the Navy, who is so bad that you have to set him up by using the power of the United States government. That's how bad your son is. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com. You think if Donald Trump had used his time in whatever form, in quote, public service, to set up and his son's investment firm, Don Jr. or Eric's investment firm, with $130 million of your dollars after the firm was only 3 weeks old. Do you think that we might be hearing a little bit more about it? I don't need to tell you, if Donald Trump had gone over to Ukraine and said, I'll take my $1 billion and go home unless you stop investigating my son, that he would have a probe up his butt the size of Jupiter. I don't need to tell you this. Anyway, here's another thing that Biden says, because he's under fire, and I've already said to you guys, I said this months ago. How long ago did I say it? It's been months. I said Joe Biden will not be the Democrats' nominee. And here's what's funny. They continue to look for great white hopes. They're not looking for minorities. They're not looking for black people. They're not looking for gay people. They're not looking for women. No, they're putting their hopes on Bloomberg. Oh, I know what you're thinking. You're saying, Kevin Buttigieg, he's made a surge in Iowa. Tell me who's won Iowa and gone on to win the presidency. Tell me that's the bellwether of whether you're going to win the presidency. While you get all caught up on Buttigieg, because I'm going to tell you something. He ain't going to win it. he's a temporary respite so the Democrats can take a big deep breath and figure out what they want to do, because they've already jettisoned three black folks, Cory Booker, Kamala Harris, who is out there dancing for dollars. Why don't you just get Kamala Harris a pole? Because she's out there pole dancing.
They don't like black women. They don't like
Kamala. You do understand this is not Republicans who don't like you. I mean, if you really want to analyze, that's not who doesn't like you. That's not who doesn't like Cory Booker. That's not who doesn't like Wayne, the indescript black dude from Massachusetts, who's also running, and most people don't even know. Three black people running, and nobody in the Democratic side wants either one of them. They got an Asian running. Nobody wants Yang. They got a Hispanic running. Nobody wants a Hispanic. They only want rich white folks. And Buttigieg is the guy that they're going, okay, well, let's take a rest. He's an island. Because you know what? They're excited. They are excited about the potential of Bloomberg. The Democrats are going, please enter the race. Michael, please. But I'm an independent. It doesn't matter, man. We had a socialist last time. I mean, will you please do it? They're begging for Bloomberg to run. Unbelievable. Here's what did we play it? Biden still thinks he can win, but here's what he said.
The specific concerns about your ability to carry this through to the finish line. What do you say about that?
Watch me.
Watch me.
Watch me.
Watch me.
The idea
that
I'm not in better shape
than
Bloomberg, physically and otherwise.
I got it. Hey! I got something that makes me want to shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul.
Come on now. Come on. Dun,
dun, dun, dun. I got soul.
Wait a minute. Who got soul? Who got soul, James?
And I'm super bad.
Wait a minute. Is it Biden that has the soul?
I gotta move.
Come on, everybody up.
Sometimes I see.
I want everybody dancing. No.
I gotta move.
Don't mistake. You're moving in your seat.
Sometimes I feel so
for not dancing to James Brown. Here we go. Come on, Tom James.
I got super bad. I'm loving.
Oh man.
Glad to do my thing.
I think he says the one. Look at myself.
And I don't need
nobody else. Nobody else, James. Come on, tell him.
Sometimes I feel so nice.
Here we go.
Good God. I jump back and kiss myself.
Kiss yourself, baby. Come on, James. He's super bad. Joe Biden, last vote he took in the Senate, gave his son $130 million. He's super bad, and he went to Ukraine and he showed him. But you want to know who's really super bad? President Donald Trump. Here's what I read. Offering his take on 5 days long of public hearings, President Trump brushed off the impeachment inquiry as total nonsense and badmouthed the number of the U.S. diplomats who testified to Congress about his Ukraine pressure campaign. In one breath, Trump said House Democrats look like fools
during the hearings on Capitol Hill. The reason why I'm telling you this is because I tell everybody, I'm starting to sound like James Brown a little bit, right? The reason I'm telling you this, Maceo, get that horn ready. I'm telling you this is because James Brown does not look like, James Brown, Donald Trump does not act or look like a scared man, because he is not. Total nonsense, he called it. In another, they said, he offered a window into his political strategy ahead of the expected House vote to impeach him. If this happens, the Senate would hold a trial on whether or not to oust him from office. He says, I think we've had a tremendous week with the hoax. I don't know if he's giving much of a tip-off as to what would happen, but I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. All right? This comes from, the most political insider information you've ever heard in your life. I'm about to wow you. You will come back and listen to this clip on KJRadio.com. You may even call me and say, Kevin, how did you come to this kind of insight? 844-551-8255. And here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to say the Democrats will not bring this thing to a vote. Now, I may have already said it on the previous segments in the show and earlier in the broadcast, but for those of you who didn't hear, here you go. See, now that the Democrats can no longer control the process, if they go ahead and vote for impeachment, guess who might be the first witness called? It might be Adam Schiff himself, who says, I don't know who Eric Saramella is. I'm sorry, the whistleblower. Did I give it away? Yeah, he doesn't know who he is. He may also have to answer questions, and his staffers have to answer questions that he has publicly said, I didn't know who the whistleblower, Eric Saramella, the whistleblower was. And neither did his staffers, even though he's interviewed him. He may have to answer questions. That's the process. He may have to answer questions about why he did not investigate super soul, super bad Biden. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Exactly, right? Fiona Hill. He may have to answer questions about her being a member of the Soros Secret Society or whatever it's called, Open Sources, and an anti-Trumper who was planted inside the White House by McMaster. He may have to answer questions about that. I don't think he wants to have to answer questions or watch Joe or Hunter Biden.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Schiff's a liar. I mean, if Schiff doesn't know who the whistleblower is, why is he cutting off questions about a person he doesn't know exists? I think it's hard to exaggerate for the American people the degree to which Adam Schiff is a liar, and a liar on a scale that, frankly, totally dishonors the U.S. Congress. I mean, first of all, there is no whistleblower. There's no whistleblowing statute for what happened. What you have is a leaker. The leaker was leaking things that are classified. He has no right to protection. Schiff clearly knows who he is and has lied to the country.
That was Newt Gingrich. Essentially calling Schiff a lying skank. Hope he doesn't lose his job on Fox. Oh, man. And then he goes on. He says, this is not a whistleblower. There's no statute for this. He's a leaker. He's leaking information from the commander-in-chief, the person in charge of the nation who's setting our foreign policy. And having to negotiate this, and he's leaking. And they've been doing this since day one. And when I say since day one, I'm talking about when Admiral Rogers went to Trump and said, look, you're being spied on. And Trump moved his whole operations out of the White House. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Trying to inform you, trying to keep you up to speed, trying to tell you that you possess a superpower. And that superpower is the ability to discern the wheat from the chaff. You, my friends, have this thing inside of you, if you're a conservative, called common sense. And Newt Gingrich is giving you common sense. How can you, he's asking, how are you protecting a guy you claim you don't know? Common sense. Common sense. There's no whistleblower statute for people that are spying on the president. How can you call him a whistleblower? Common sense. He's a leaker. Common sense. A leaker who should be prosecuted, not protected. Common sense. Fiona Hill, Eric Saramella, Jim Comey, what's his face? James Clapper, John Brennan, all these Obama holdover swamp rats. Brennan still has security clearance, folks. Do you understand the common sense would say get rid of them all? Maybe Donald Trump is saying, you know, keep your friends closer, your enemies closer. Deep state swamp rats infiltrating Donald Trump's campaign. Even the people he's hired, people are recommending, hey, hire McMaster. Hire General Kelly. Hire, who was the other one? Mad Dog. Hire Mattis. Mattis is the reason why we have, I forget her name, but she heads the CIA. These are all anti-Trump people. And I asked myself when all these people were coming on board, is Donald Trump stupid? He's not stupid. Maybe he's sly like a fox. Now we're hearing a news story. FBI says it was a low-level guy who changed the information that led to all of the Christopher Steele misinformation that led to the FISA stuff. They're starting to say, well, it was just a clerical error, or this guy, he's the main guy. It wasn't Peter Strzok. It wasn't Lisa Page. It wasn't McCabe. It wasn't Comey. It wasn't Rosenstein. It wasn't John Brennan and all these other guys. And let me tell you something, folks. If you exercise your powers of common sense, you know what you're going to come to the conclusion you're going to come to. Let me help you. You're going to come to the conclusion that all these deep state swamp rats were everyone involved leading up to President Trump. And now they've gone to the scapegoat farm. And they want to tell you, it was a low-level guy. I can see Schiff. Well, you have to understand that we were all duped. We were all duped. We were rubes, part of a pawns. We were pawns in a scheme led by this low-level FBI guy. He fooled us into launching this coup against the president. That's it. That's what it was. It was not malicious. We didn't intend to do it. It's not what we would do if we had the right information to begin with. If only we were told the right things to begin with. Now, they're going to try to get away with this. But do you think Donald Trump's going to, well, you know, no harm, no foul. You know what? I get it. You got misinformation. You went all the way to getting the NSA to spy on me, to planting spies into my campaign, to running a ruse of Russian interference and collusion and obstruction. And then me, and of course, Joe Biden was brokering a deal with Ukraine. But I understand how this low-level FBI guy led to you wanting to impeach me over Ukraine and still calling me, saying all these bad things about me and my family. I get it. I get it. Yeah, sorry. No harm, no foul. You think they can sell that lie to the public that one low-level guy changed the report, nobody else caught it? All the people in the food chain, you know, somebody said, well, you do realize the sky is blue. And he goes, well, it's not really blue. The sky looks rather red. And they went, oh, geez. Well, now the sky's red. Let's take it up to the FISA courts and let's change it from blue to red. Okay, it'll happen. I know it was a dumb analogy, but you get what I'm saying, right? I don't know how you work, but somewhere in this food chain, you would think there are checks and balances and somebody would go, wait a minute, this is not the way this report started. This Christopher Steele guy is a disgraced MI6 guy who hates Trump and he's peddling this information. By the way, I don't know why a British guy would hate Trump. If you had wanted to hate anybody, hate Obama for giving you guys his speeches to the Queen. Why does he hate Trump? So they want to convince you now, the American public, that they're all good. They're virtuous. What's the spin on this as it goes? It's already been set up. Now, Rosenstein had already testified, or I think a year or two ago, he testified that it wasn't 2 years ago, but it was maybe in 2017. He says, look, that's not what I signed. That's going to come up. And there are going to be lots of other names. Folks, they're trying to get ahead of this IG report because this IG report is scathing. It's not good. Here's what George Papadopoulos said. Some newspapers think they have a major scoop in all of the details of the IG report 3 weeks before he testifies. He's warning them. He's saying, you think you have a major scoop. You think you've got all the information. He says, happens the day after high-ranking official, FBI official, Klein Smith, was reported to be under criminal investigation. Block out the white noise. December 11th, the IG testifies. The IG's going to have, he's going to have to answer. See, he was going to issue a report that was going to exonerate all these guys, or, you know, give a little love taps on the fingers, like little slaps on the fingers, you know, with a ruler to say, naughty boys and girls. Okay, now let's all let it go away. And then a change occurred. We got Sessions gone. AG Barr comes in. Then they fire the Obama insider. I forget his name, John something. But then John Durham takes over. Durham, pro-Trump, but more importantly, pro-truth. He comes in and he says, oh, wait a minute. Mm-mm-mm-mm. They fly over to Britain. They fly, you know, they interview Mifsud. They interview all these other cast of characters that are in there. And they find out a whole other group of stuff. Now, the rumor is A.G. Barr is soft-shoeing this report as well. I don't know if that's true or not. I have to check with Bongino, my buddy. But I hope he's not. I hope he's going to let the truth come out about this. That he's not just going to rubber stamp this thing and say everything's good. I don't think he will. I don't think he can. Because I know Donald Trump is going to want his pound of flesh. And he deserves it. He's going to want it and he deserves it. And look, what do you want me to tell you? You want me to make you feel good? Audience listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, you want me to rub your bum bums? You want me to make you feel good? I don't know what's going to happen. But I suspect that this genie is now way too fat to get back in the bottle. Because there's just too many people now who feel aggrieved. And the president's won. And he's not one. He's not going to treat this like he did with Hillary Clinton, where he said, look, she's had enough. You remember after the election? He was like, she's had enough. Hillary was so black and blue after that beating. Donald Trump took a look at her and went, I don't even want to hit her anymore. Because we were like, she needs to be prosecuted. Let's get her. And Donald Trump was like, I looked at her. It would be piling on right now. Hillary went down her rat hole, right, for a month, came out. When she emerged, she was all humble. Well, I'm really, I didn't anticipate losing. I mean, I don't know what she was thinking, but it was along those lines. And now Donald Trump's in power, and I think she was like, I don't know. And then somebody told her, you know what, Hillary? The deep state's still there. We've got Fiona in the White House. We've got McMaster hired. We've got Mad Dog Madison Place who brought on. God, why can I not remember the CIA director's name? Lady. First Lady CIA director. Snake in the grass. We brought her in. We got. Don't worry. Then Hillary got cocky all of a sudden, right? Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens, folks. Hang in there. It's just getting started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.